Good morning, this is Akashwani. I'm Sunil Verma with the World News. The headlines. Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei killed in US-Israel airstrikes. 40-day state mourning declared. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar talks to his counterparts from several Gulf countries. Calls for de-escalation through dialogue and diplomacy. Indian embassies in West Asia urge Indian nationals to follow advisories issued by them. And Pakistan knocked out of T20 World Cup cricket despite win against Sri Lanka. New Zealand enter semi-finals. US President Donald Trump has said that Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has been killed in US-Israel airstrikes. In a social media post, Trump said Khamenei's death is the single greatest chance for the Iranian people to take back their country. The US president added, the heavy and pinpoint bombing will continue through the week or longer. The death of Iran's supreme leader occurred after a joint US and Israeli aerial bombardment that targeted Iranian military and government sites. Iranian state TV has confirmed the death of Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Reports suggest that around 40 Iranian officials were also killed in the strikes. 40-day state mourning has been declared in Iran. Iranian state media reported at least 201 dead and more than 700 injured. In response, Iran launched attacks throughout the Middle East. Apparent Iranian strikes have been reported in Dubai, Doha, Bahrain and Kuwait, places with US military bases or that are allied to the US. The United States and Israel launched coordinated attacks on Iran yesterday, sharply escalating tensions in West Asia and prompting widespread retaliation across the region. The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has condemned the US-Israeli airstrikes on Iran and called for an immediate return to negotiations to pull the region and the world back from the brink of a wider war. Mr. Guterres said the US and Israeli airstrikes violated international law, including the UN Charter. He also condemned Iran's retaliatory attacks, saying they violated the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Bahrain, Iraq, Jordan, Kuwait, Qatar, Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. Addressing an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council, the UN chief said everything must be done to prevent further escalation.
I have condemned the massive military strikes by the United States and Israel against Iran. And I also condemn the subsequent attacks by Iran violating the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Bahrain, Iraq, Jordan, Kuwait, Qatar, Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. We are witnessing a grave threat to international peace and security.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held talks with his counterparts from several Gulf countries yesterday amid rising tensions in the region, stressing the need for de-escalation through dialogue and diplomacy. Dr. S. Jaishankar discussed the evolving situation in the Gulf with UAE Foreign Minister Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said India is concerned with the escalating situation. He appreciated his UAE counterpart's commitment to the welfare of the Indian community. Dr. Jaishankar said he spoke with Saudi Arabia's Foreign Minister, Prince Faisal bin Farhan, discussing the ongoing situation in the Gulf. He stressed India's interest in regional peace and the safety of the Indian community. The External Affairs Minister also called Qatar Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman bin Jassim Al Thani last evening. He was apprised of the situation in Qatar. Dr. Jaishankar said he values his assurance on the well-being of the Indian community. Dr. Jaishankar also exchanged views with Foreign Minister of Bahrain, Dr. Abdul Latif bin Rashid Al Zayani, on the turn of events in the region. He said the escalating developments are clearly a matter of concern. He added that he was assured that Bahrain government would take all measures to keep the Indian community safe. The External Affairs Minister also spoke with his Kuwait counterpart, Sheikh Jaber Al Mehmed Al Sabah, and was briefed on the latest situation in Kuwait. Dr. Jaishankar underlined India's concern at the escalation. He said he valued the Kuwait Foreign Minister's reassurance for the welfare of the Indian community. Indian embassies in West Asia have urged Indian nationals to follow advisories issued in view of the prevailing regional situation. The Indian embassy in Israel has asked Indian nationals who are temporarily in the country to follow its earlier advisory and register at indembassyisrael.gov.in/indian_national_reg to facilitate timely assistance and communication. In case of emergency, they may contact the 24/7 helpline at +972 54752 0711 and +972 54 242 8378 or email cons1.telaviv@mea.gov.in. The Indian Embassy in Tehran has advised Indian nationals in Iran to exercise utmost caution in view of the developing situation. It has urged Indians to avoid unnecessary movement, remain indoors as far as possible, closely monitor the news to maintain situational awareness, and await further guidance from the embassy. The embassy has reiterated its emergency contact numbers +989 128 109 115, +989 128 109 109, +989 128 109 102, and +989 932 179 359. This is Akashwani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Ministry of Civil Aviation of India, MOCA, has announced that 444 flights are expected to be cancelled today due to escalating tensions between Iran and Israel. In a social media post, the MOCA said the Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, is working closely with airlines to ensure passenger safety and compliance with operational regulations. Due to airspace restrictions over Iran and parts of the Middle East, 410 flights were cancelled yesterday and 444 flights are expected to be cancelled today. Passengers are advised to check their flight status with airlines before heading to the airport. The Gujarat Semiconnect Conference 2026 will begin today at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar. Union Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav will inaugurate the summit alongside Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel and Deputy Chief Minister Harsh Sanghvi. This third edition of the conference brings together global industry leaders and international partners to build a resilient electronic ecosystem. More from our correspondent.
The Gujarat Semiconnect Conference has drawn immense global attention with over 2,500 registrations representing 8 countries, including industry giants like Tata Electronics and Micron Technology. The two-day summit will feature critical discussions on developing world-class logistics at Dholera and leveraging GIFT City for specialized semiconductor financing. High-level international roundtables with partners from Japan, Taiwan, and South Korea are also scheduled to facilitate global supply chain collaborations. This conference is said to be a major milestone in securing India's position in the global semiconductor value chain and fostering long-term technological growth. With projects worth over 1.24 lakh crore rupees currently in progress, Gujarat is emerging as a leader in memory packaging and smart manufacturing. Aparna Khund, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, Pakistan have been knocked out despite a 5-run win over Sri Lanka in their Super 8's Group 2 match at Palakkale last night. Put into bat first, Pakistan posted 212 for 8 in 20 overs, riding on Sahibzada Farhan's 100 and opening partner Fakhar Zaman's 84. In reply, Sri Lanka fought hard but finished at 207 for 6. Despite the win, Pakistan failed to reach the semi-finals, but New Zealand advanced to the last four from Group 2 on a superior net run rate. Today, India will face West Indies in their final Super 8s clash at Eden Gardens at 7 p.m. IST. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Iran Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei killed in U.S.-Israel airstrikes, 40-day state mourning declared. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar talks to his counterparts from several Gulf countries, calls for de-escalation through dialogue and diplomacy. Indian embassies in West Asia urge Indian nationals to follow advisories issued by them. And Pakistan knocked out of T20 World Cup cricket despite win against Sri Lanka. New Zealand enter semi-finals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.